Leaders of the Southern African Development Community wound up their summit expressing support for an end to the Zimbabwe crisis, but they indicated that they felt the remaining disputes within the unity government there could be addressed by a smaller panel of heads of state. The Movement for Democratic Change, led by Zimbabwean Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, had called for a special SADC summit to deal with what it said were hundreds of violations of the power-sharing accord it signed last year with President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party. Mr. Mugabe complained that the MDC had not fulfilled its part of the agreement to convince Western governments to lift sanctions against senior ZANU-PF members. Mr. Tsvangirai called for speedy implementation of the full agreement, but told reporters that the three-member commission, called the Troika on Politics, Defense, and Security, could handle the matter.
It is very important to emphasize that SADC to insist with the issue, and if three people can go and deal with it, why convene a whole 14 heads of state to deal with the matter if it is just a matter of fallout? So I'm quite sure that they are equally concerned and that they will deal with it.
The one-year-old agreement led to a power-sharing government, which has brought some stability to Zimbabwe, but continues to be plagued by internal rivalries. Mr. Tsvangirai said it was urgent to implement the full agreement for the sake of the Zimbabwean people.
The people of Zimbabwe want to see this outstanding issue resolved so that they can move forward with hope. What has been happening is that these things tend to be nagging, and therefore the people start creating the doubt. We don't want Zimbabwe to create doubt. We want them to feel that this is the direction the country is facing. They can rebuild their life, and they can start all over again.
SADC leaders also expressed support for mediation efforts in Madagascar, Lesotho, and eastern Congo's Kivu region. And they voiced concern over the effects in Africa of climate change, soaring food costs, and the global economic recession. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.